This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around. Down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked. Saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's like it's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the Tailgate 670 The Score. That song, that music, that open is music to my ears. Season 2 of the Tailgate 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst, your master of ceremonies. It feels like football season is already well underway. It starts earlier. It goes later. We already got a couple NFL games underway. 2 weeks of college football underway. But just to recap this show, I'm Paul Pabst, born on the South Side, Marion Catholic High School, 5 years at Southern Illinois University without a master's degree. Impressive. Dan Patrick Show is my main gig. I also teach at DePaul University. That's the vitals. But now, what this show is about, it's about the NFL. It's about college football. Rinse, repeat. College football, by the way, is so underrated in the city of Chicago. I was there last weekend, and to see like an Iowa flag outside a bar and a Notre Dame flag outside a bar and a Illini flag, it's just the best. But we're about football, culture, lifestyle, watching games with friends, watching games at the pub, tailgating at Waldron Deck, watching 12 hours of college football, going to bed at 1 a.m., getting up and doing it again on Sunday. That's how you're being calm. Awesome. We'll talk Bears, of course, a lot of Bears this season. NFC North, because everything devolves with the NFC North. What happens to the Bears? NFL, college football, how to cook sausage on a grill, best beers for tailgating, tips on avoiding fall weddings. We worked on that last year. Fall weddings, dangerous. Stay away from them. You miss a whole day of football. Everything around the game of football. We are by far the best 7 a.m. Saturday morning football show in Chicago. Come hang with us. Get prepped for football. Stop by Home Depot. Get that done this morning. Then watch football all day. Get on the couch. We'll get you prepped. Get you ready. Adam Stasinski is here, my producer. Good to see you, Adam. We're ready to go. You really feeling good for football season?
Oh, I'm so excited.
You have one of those names. We're just meeting each other this week. Adam Stasinski. You sound like a Ohio State linebacker from the late 80s. That's a great linebacker name. I love it.
It is. You know, it's funny. I did play linebacker in high school, so it worked out very well.
If I was a high school football coach, I would say, Stasinski's here? Yeah, put him in middle linebacker. I don't know if you could play with a last name like that. You probably can. Let's move on. Before I press on, I do want to get into the Chicago Sports State of the Union. We did this a little bit last year because we are a football show, but we are a Chicago sports show. You know, Sox, Bulls, Blackhawks, Cubs. If you go back to a year ago, what has developed for those teams? There's been some star power. There's some breakout stars. Pete Crow Armstrong at the Cubs is a true breakout star. I work on the Dan Patrick Show. And when we start mentioning people from local towns, from big cities, that's how you know they made it. PCA, great nickname, easy to consume. The Cubs are looking fantastic. They're looking fantastic in July. August, not so much, but they're going to make the playoffs. And if you're in the playoffs, you got a shot. I love the way they played against Milwaukee. Milwaukee appears to be a better team. I think the Cubs can handle them. Then the Bulls. The Bulls are a little bit in no man's land. You know, they're not good and they're not bad. They've got a good coach. I always like Donovan. But they don't seem to be going over the hump. They don't seem to be getting to the next level. I do love Matis Bezelis. 20 years old, fantastic player. Got to see him last year. And he, to me, will be in the All-Star game in a year. Not this season, but next season. I could see him in the All-Star game. The White Sox. Last year, we talked on the Dan Patrick Show quite a bit of White Sox, and the problem was their futility. It was all-time record futility. They were losing games. It was compared to like the 1914 Cleveland Spiders. When you have more losses than a defunct MLB team, that's when you know it's bad. But the White Sox, I think, have been a pleasant surprise this year. Now, they're not in danger of making the playoffs, but they could win 20, maybe 23 more games than last season. And not too many teams move that much the needle. And they may have found their new young star, Colson Montgomery. Not Colston, little tough. Colston Loveland, Colson Montgomery. Remember that, Paul. Colson Montgomery feels like a breakout star. A lot of power. He's really having a good August, a good September. But the Cubs right now, to me, feel like the only team in town that is currently a contender to win the title. The Bears, we don't know yet, and we're going to get to that. But the Cubs right now, they're going to the playoffs. They have hitting. They have pitching. Can they get it all done? Hey, don't forget, Football Talk on the Score presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off the juicy week one matchup, Detroit versus Green Bay. Who do you root for in that? Who do you root for when two NFC North teams are playing? I don't know if you root for anybody. Starting at just $30 for your first year. I did the math. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Football is really underway already. Thursday night, Friday night football. That Friday night game really sneaks up on people. It's in Brazil. Friday night is really off limits for the NFL because of the rule where you can't have football games against high school football. I don't know if you know that one. But there's like this Sportsmanship Act of 1961. It's like a congressional ruling. It's an act where the NFL, they were allowed to do a Friday game, but they can't do Friday games going forward. They've tried. They're going to keep trying. But the government will not let the NFL do Friday games going forward. They're allowed to do it the first Friday of September, but they can't do it going forward. Cowboys, Eagles, Thursday night. Really nice first half. Really exciting first half. Cowboys look good on offense. Eagles look good on offense. Nobody looked good at defense. The big incident in the game was the star defensive tackle, Jalen Carter, for the Eagles, spitting at Dak Prescott. How do you get kicked out of a game 6 seconds in? It's like that scene in Slapshot where the Hanson brothers start a fight during the national anthem. You're out. You haven't even started. How do you get fired on your day off? Jalen Carter got kicked out. But if you watch that play, Dak Prescott baits him a little bit and kind of gets him to come to the huddle. Jalen Carter misses the game. No ruling yet on his punishment. One thing on the Cowboys. I don't think they're going to be very good this year. I think their defense is terrible. I think their offense is pretty good. But if you could steal a game like that against the Eagles week one, that's how you go from like 8 wins to 9 wins or 9 wins to 10 and sneak into the playoffs. If we remember last year, the Bengals lost a couple early games close and they missed the playoffs by half a game. And if the Bengals got to the playoffs with how Joe Burrow was playing in December, they could have done some damage. They didn't. They're out. Chiefs versus Chargers last night. If you didn't see that one, it's understandable. Kind of a slow start. Chargers end up winning 27-21. They're 1-0. Justin Herbert of the Chargers looks fantastic. Jim Harbaugh is their coach. You remember him from Michigan. Chargers are very interesting this year. Chiefs, I don't really analyze the Chiefs in any way in September. I have complete faith in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid that they're going to get it done, make the playoffs, and be a really problem for anyone in the AFC. The Chargers, however, have disappointed American football fans for decades, it seems like. They've had so much talent. Phil Rivers, Dan Fouts a generation ago, if you remember him. But Justin Herbert looks fantastic. And what's interesting with what Jim Harbaugh is doing with the Chargers, he's running the ball a lot more. Last year, Justin Herbert had the fewest pass attempts of his career, the fewest touchdowns of his career. Now, you think that's a negative? He had the highest passing rating of his career. He was a better passer while throwing fewer passes. He was fantastic last night. They closed out. Chargers are 1-0. There's a lot to get to. But let's get to the big meat of what we're doing here today. The Chicago Bears open the season versus the Vikings on Monday Night Football. I love it. I love Monday Night Football, but I don't love the Bears opening on Monday Night Football. If you've listened to the Tailgate 670 Score on Paul Papps, just to recap, I don't like the Bears. I'm a Bears guy talking to you now. Being on a national stage this early, too big, too soon. If you remember last year, I think it was week two, Bears at Texans, Sunday Night Football. Now, if the Bears would have won that game, it would have been, well, oh my God, look how the Bears are doing. But I didn't love that game. They lost. A lot of people made judgments about Caleb Williams, about the team. It's too early. Now, the good news is, if Caleb, Ben Johnson, the Bears take down the Vikings in convincing fashion on Monday night, now people are going to come out of the woodwork. Oh, I love the Bears. I always thought they were great. I love Caleb Williams. Well, that's not exactly what especially national media has been saying all the time. But if they happen to lose, if the Bears happen to lose badly, just imagine the next day on the score, the next day on ESPN, Fox, and all the different places. It'll be an overreaction and overjudgment, both locally and nationally, of the Bears season. It's a great test. Well, we're going to talk about the Vikings game later, but the Vikings are so consistent. They're always in the mix. They're always good. They have a rookie plus quarterback. That's what I call it when you don't play your rookie year for whatever season, and this is your first year of football. But I go back to what Ben Johnson said. When Ben Johnson's at his introductory press conference, he said this, and I love this cut.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before. The only way for this team and for you as individual players to reach your potential is to be pushed and to be challenged.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable. As soon as he said it, I was listening to Mully and Hall the next morning, and they're like, we got to make shirts of this thing. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Ben Johnson looks like an accountant. He looks like a nice guy. I like the fact that he might not be that nice of a guy. I want my coach to be a little bit of a jerk, and I was going to use another word, but I won't. You know, if you remember the back in the day with Bill Parcells or back in the day with prime Bill Belichick, not current Bill Belichick, we'll get to that later. But they put a little fear in their players, fear for your job, fear for playing time. And I think that's a good thing. You know, I think Ben Johnson makes everyone in the building a little tense. You're going to have to up your game, whether it be staff, whether it be, you know, assistant coaches, whether it be special teamers. You know, I can cut you. I can get rid of you. Ryan Poles is the GM, but let's not kid each other. If I want you gone, you're gone. And here's another one that I loved. You know, Caleb Williams has been a target of this national media. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But Caleb knows how to handle a press conference. And I love what he said about this year compared to last year and what his expectations are.
I mean, it's smaller things that probably you guys can't see or tell or know. But it comes down to just, you know, seeing things when I'm out there in the field, whether it's defense or recognizing things a little bit faster or more often, whether it's a blitz. And I've been able to obviously or honestly be able to make, you know, get up to the line, make, you know, make checks and see it and, you know, be able to feel comfortable and trust the guys in front of me. And, you know, whether it's a back, obviously, obviously the five guys up front, but being able to trust the back and, you know, when I make that check and he goes up and, you know, fills the gap and, be able to deliver a good ball. And so I think some small things that, you know, a lot of times y'all don't know or can't see, but yeah, I would say those are the couple things.
Monday Night Football versus the Vikings, we're going to find out a lot. We're not going to make huge, big decisions. We don't do that here in the tailgate. We don't overreact. I wouldn't say we underreact, but we do nice, measured reaction. This is my first show since the week after the Super Bowl. So I need a minute on the Bears 2024 season, even though we don't really want to bring that up around here. It's kind of damaged goods. 5-12 on the 2024 season. They had a solid start. The Tennessee game with the scoop and score on the blocked punt kick. The Houston loss, the Indianapolis loss. Then the Bears go 2024. They win a game against the Rams at home. I was at that game. Beautiful day. They win against Carolina. Then they had the nice, easy win against Jacksonville in London when Caleb went nuts. And then they had a bye week. And if you remember, if you listen to the score, if you listen to whatever you're listening to, you had a week and a half, almost 2 weeks to soak in the Bears being 4-2. What a great first 5 weeks, 6 weeks. We're 4-2. Let's start talking about how you make the playoffs, how you beat the Lions, how you beat this. That bye week may have been the worst thing that ever happened to the Bears. Then the Washington game happened. And I know we're trying to erase that from our memory, especially the ending, Tyreek Stevenson. The Bears lose 10 straight and get the beautiful, cute, fun win against Green Bay to end the season, which really put a nice salve on everything, that little ointment on a wound. But the good thing about going 5-12, if there's a good thing about going 5-12, it made it really easy for Bears ownership to get rid of Matt Eberflus. And that long-term will be a good thing. If you look at it, what if the Bears won 3 more games last year? What if they went 8-9 and somehow finished the season on a strong note and they brought back Matt Eberflus. I don't think they would have done that, but 5-12, I think Bears ownership was embarrassed nationally about the franchise. You know, Caleb Williams, we'll talk about how he played. He had a very good rookie season, and we're going to talk about that. When you're 5-12, you can blow out everybody. You get rid of the coaching staff, you get rid of the vendors, you get whatever you want. But that allowed the Bears to go in a completely different direction. That November-December collapse, if you look at it, allowed a reset of the entire franchise and almost that public embarrassment of losing 10 games in a row. And the Bears found every way to lose last year. Mismanagement of the clock, last-minute touchdown passes of 50 yards. If there was a way to lose, they would find it. Eberflus can find a loss out of any win. But it was also a reset for Caleb Williams. He was able to get a new offensive mind. That gets us to the Bears offseason. Quick recap. They get Ben Johnson, the hottest prospect in the past couple of years in the coaching ranks, and they spent for Ben Johnson. I remember we were on the Dan Patrick Show just a day before Ben Johnson agreed to go with the Bears, and it felt like that Tom Brady and the Raiders were making inroads and maybe steal Ben Johnson. And then when the news broke, it was kind of when that Jay Cutler news broke 15, whatever years ago that was, 20 years, 18 years ago. We got Jay Cutler. We got the big arm quarterback. We got Ben Johnson. It was almost shocking. And the Bears, I think it's fair to say historically, are not known for breaking out the checkbook and paying for people. But they got him. And that was the week one of the offseason. Made it fantastic. Then I love what Ryan Poles did in the offseason. I wanted all big guys. If you remember, I said before the draft, don't draft anybody under 280 pounds, only slightly facetious. But he went out and got offensive linemen, Ryan Poles, veteran offensive linemen. Joe Tooney has been in Super Bowls, plural. Drew Dahlman is probably the best center in the NFL. Jonah Jackson, a quality offensive lineman. You get three guys who are playing B-plus level football on the offensive line, you're more than halfway there. You know, if you look at Darnell Wright's a good player, still developing. Braxton Jones, we're working on that. But now you have an offensive line. And by getting that offensive line, by putting that offensive line together, it gave Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson complete flexibility going into the draft. I would have said before that when you go to the draft, draft the best offensive lineman and best defensive lineman you can with the first two picks, and then go after skill position players. Nope, not personal, but I don't want a project offensive lineman from the Ivy League taken in the first five rounds of the draft. That's not what the Bears need. They need an SEC lineman, a Big Ten lineman, but they went counter. When they were on the clock, and I was at the draft in Green Bay. I was actually inside the Bears' pen of fans. You could see it. I was jumped in and had some fun with it. We were there for the Dan Patrick Show. I had to spend 5 days in Green Bay, by the way. We'll talk about that later. Man, I put on like 7 pounds. They draft Colston Loveland, a big athletic tight end, a position you think they're already set at. But if you look at the reasoning of that, Cole Kmet's a good NFL tight end. He may never be a great NFL tight end, but he's good. We know what we have with Cole Kmet. You had Colston Loveland, you have complete different flexibility as an offensive play caller, and Ben Johnson loves that. If you go back a generation or 15 years, when Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, he was a good player at one point, or on the Patriots, you couldn't double team both of them. Then you get Luther Burden, which was even more surprising, a great slot receiver, a tough guy, a guy with a chip on his shoulder. Not literally. A fantastic player. I loved it. They didn't address running backs in the draft until the 7th round. Now, the running back out of Rutgers, good player, a lot of thump. If you remember, if you're watching the game last night, Isaiah Pacheco has been a very good running back for the Chiefs. He's a 7th round draft pick running back out of Rutgers. They paid him almost nothing. So I love the Bears offseason. I think we all love it. The one thing that I think is a hindrance, the Bears don't have a Josh Jacobs. They don't have a Jahmyr Gibbs. They don't have an alpha dog running back as of now that could dominate or close out a game. I'd love to be proven wrong, but I don't know if that's true. The one concern that I have before we go to break, how is safety Jaquan Brisker? Missed a lot of last season with head injury, the fallout of that. He's one of my favorite players on the team. I think he's very underrated nationally. He's a game changer. He could do everything for the safety position. To me, Brisker playing most of the games this year is the key to the defense. I think the Bears have a top three defensive backfield when everyone's healthy. You always have to cap it with when everyone's healthy. All right, let's get to it. A lot more to get to. But don't forget, oh, this is great news. I love this. Starting Monday, Mark Grody, I love Grody, funny guy, officially joins Raheemy and Harris Show weekdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mark will be in studio with the shows Mondays, Tuesdays, Fridays, then reports live from Hallis Hall on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So tune in to Raheemy and Harris. I tune in every day on my way home to the Dan Patrick Show with Mark Grody this Monday starting at 10 as I be getting you ready for the Bears Vikings on the Score and the Odyssey app. A lot more to get to, a ton more to get to, but coming up, we're going to get to college football week one. We're going to preview college football week two. We got my morale meter later, my Bears Vikings prediction later, but next, my guy, Bears reporter, likable guy, Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. I'm Paul Papps. We are back. The Tailgate. We're back. 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Football. I'm Paul Pabst. This is 670 The Score. This is The Tailgate. If you're listening to this show at 724 in the morning, local time, you love football as well. It's so great to have football back. It's like a warm blanket of goodness. I don't really know what I did the past 6 months of my life. I was just kind of puttering along waiting for football season. It was nice last week. I went downstairs and said bye to my wife and daughters. I told them I won't see you for the next 6 months except for on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. There's very little football on Tuesday and Wednesday. I also got all my subscriptions in order. Red Zone, ESPN Plus, Fubo, Peacock, Amazon, all those different things. The cost to watch every NFL game and every college football game, I don't know what it is. It's probably got to be like $700. The first college weekend, though, pretty interesting. Ohio State taking down Texas and Arch Manning. Ohio State's defense looks fantastic. LSU with a nice win. Brian Kelly doesn't get a lot of those to open the season at Clemson. Miami taking down Notre Dame. You know what? I think Notre Dame's going to be just fine. I love the talent on their roster. But I love that Miami-Notre Dame is being played again. A great rivalry. Florida State with the hammer win over Alabama. Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. You can't be fearing for your job, and it's still August. That guy replacing Nick Saban, that's one of the toughest decisions you got to make, but you got to take the job. TC over UNC, Bill Belichick, that first drive, UNC football looked fine, and then it just went downhill bad. This college football weekend, not so juicy. Illinois ranked 11th. That's fantastic for the Illini. They have a very nice program. I love what's going on there. Illini versus Duke, Iowa versus Iowa State. We got Ole Miss, Kentucky. We have a lot of good games. Michigan and their nice quarterback, rookie quarterback, Bryce Underwood, going to Oklahoma later today. That's going to be fantastic. So a lot more to come. My predictions later, but joining us now on the Tailgate 670 The Score, he covers the Bears for The Athletic. He also loves him some college football. He's Kevin Fishbane. Now, Kev, before we get to the NFC North and the Bears, your thoughts on college football week one?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stood out to me most, Paul, was Florida State.
Yeah.
I thought Alabama was going to be Alabama again. I kind of thought, okay, they had that year. They're motivated by not making them in the playoff. Here we go. We know how talented that roster is. And I was like, Florida State, that was so bad last year. Are they really going to have enough to bounce back? And to see the way the Seminoles just blitzed them, that was kind of mind-blowing. That was the thing that, like, because all the other games, like, yeah, Miami, Notre Dame was really close. I think both those teams are going to be really good. Texas, Ohio State, both those teams are really good. But when you talk about, okay, which one made you go, uh-oh, did I overrate or underrate? That was the game for me.
Yeah, it really feels like a game that has legs, that has staying power. I went back and looked, when Nick Saban took over Alabama, he was 7-6 his first year and lost his last four games. But that was a different era, and there was a different level of patience. And he wasn't replacing himself. Kalen DeBoer couldn't pass on that job. He had to take it. It was, you know, he was at Washington. He was the hot property. Nick Saban leaves short notice. But if this season goes bad, how fast can you see an SEC team pulling the plug?
Oh my gosh. And it's Alabama. It's not just any SEC team. I mean, you know those boosters, Paul. Like that.
Yes.
Like I mean, you're already seeing like the message boards. I saw some like somebody posted a screenshot. Like this one booster couldn't believe the way the team was acted in the hotel. Like these are people who are used to success and used to championships. So I don't know. Like, you know, I assume the buyout number's already been floated around, you know, like, so it's tough. I mean, that the pressure down there in the SEC is like nothing else. So, yeah, I mean, it is, that was a meteoric rise. That's a good journalism term, broadcasting term.
Love it.
For Kalen DeBoer. But boy, oh boy, they got to get back on track.
You know, and conversely, if you look at the teams that are kind of popular locally in Chicago, I was watching at the bars last week in Chicago watching the games, and someone came up to me and said, what do you think about Illinois football? And I'm like, it's been a while since someone walked up with a smile on their face and said, look at Illinois football. I know Notre Dame's doing great. Marcus Freeman's doing great. They look like they're going to be fine even after that loss. But Illinois football feels like they're, I wouldn't use the word back, but they feel established in a good position to open the season in the top 20. It just feels good. The whole Big Ten feels good, but Illinois football feels pretty strong.
Was it Kurt Kittner who came up to you?
I wish it was. It wasn't Jeff George.
You know, I think today's Duke game is going to be really interesting to see, you know, you keep learning about them. And what I like about Illinois is three things. One, you bring back a lot of players from a team that had a good year last year. Two, you've got a quarterback you feel good about. And three, you know how this is in college sports. It's the coach.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Bielema. Like what, you know, and he proved it last year. I know Bielema's had an interesting kind of career arc since you go back to Wisconsin, obviously. But like, there's a lot there. Now, I am a little like, I'm wondering if those three things I just mentioned, Paul, have made people overrate Illinois.
Yeah.
Like, is there a sense that, you know, hey, they beat South Carolina bowl game. Let's just, and all these guys are coming back. Let's like shoot their rating all the way up here. And maybe they're just going to be like an 8-4 team, which for Illinois would be great.
Right. Consistently 8, 9, and 10 wins would be fantastic. I know what you're saying though, that second tier of teams in the 11 to 20 spot, there are a lot of teams from last year that were good at the end, South Carolina, Arizona State, SMU, and they kind of make up that feel good from last year's story, but they're easily replaceable. All right, Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, you cover the Bears, NFC North, NFL, all that kind of good stuff. Let's get to the NFC North before we get to the Bears. It's as tough as a division as there is in the NFL. I want to start with Minnesota. A lot of wins last year with Sam Darnold. They made the tough decision, which was not made that tough because Sam Darnold didn't play great at the end of the season, kind of helped their situation out. But they're a team that I have the most trouble deciding whether they're going to win 13 games or 7 games. Broad picture, what do you think of the Vikings?
Okay, they won 14 last year, right?
Yes.
Okay, are they the most... Is that like the team that you forget most often actually won 14 games last year?
Yeah, absolutely, because they're consistently above 500 and they pile up a lot of regular season wins and they usually come up short in the playoffs and they get zero coverage.
And the way they came up short last year in the playoffs, I think, is a big reason why you kind of are in that variance. And then you think about, I mean, J.J. McCarthy, ultimate unknown. I think you can sit there and talk yourself into J.J. McCarthy. I love the guy at Michigan. I loved watching him. I could tell you the Bears liked him a lot. You know, obviously the Bears were set on Caleb Williams, but the Bears were big fans of what J.J. McCarthy did at Michigan, like a lot of teams were. I mean, he's wired the right way, good player. So that is your variance, right? It's this unknown quarterback. If J.J. McCarthy is good, that's a Super Bowl contender. If J.J. McCarthy just needs some time, and I'm a big believer that like we should be allowed to give these quarterbacks some time, yes. It's okay. Then yeah, you're probably in that, maybe in the wild card hunt. So it really is how quickly can he? Because I mean, you talk about the coaching staff and the weapons and the
Kevin O'Connell.
O'Connell and Flores, and you look at Justin Jefferson. It's so funny, like. Ben Johnson was asked this week about, or Caleb Williams brought up Harrison Smith. Harrison Smith has been Harrison Smith for so long.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's still, like, you have quarterbacks still talking about Harrison Smith. They're preparing for the Vikings. So you hit it, though, Paul. Like, they could go in a lot of different ways because they have enough talent and the coaching to be right there at the end.
And weirdly, I'm like you. I love when quarterbacks sit and don't start right out of the gate. And I know J.J. McCarthy didn't want to get hurt last year, didn't want to hurt his knee. But sometimes that season of sitting, look at Mahomes. He sat that first year, and if they didn't have such a good quarterback, he wouldn't have. McCarthy at Michigan, he reminded me of Aaron Rodgers when he rolled. He had the big arm to make plays, and there wasn't a lot of pressure. They ran the ball so much at Michigan, his sample size was limited. So I still think that's why there's some question mark. All right, let's move down to Green Bay. Green Bay was already good last year, scored a lot of points, made a big splash last week with Micah Parsons. But for me, it's all about the quarterback there. I want to ask you, Kevin Fishbane, do you love Jordan Love or like Jordan Love?
I love Jordan Love when he's playing the Bears. And when he's in the playoffs, it's more like I just kind of like him. I mean, I've seen that guy just dice the Bears. And again, there's a little bias here, just in it's recency bias in the terms of, like, that's when I've seen him in person.
Right.
And he's had some great moments. And I think that Cowboys playoff game still is top of mind for a lot of people when you think about what Jordan Love could be.
Could be. That's right, because I remember, not to interrupt, but that day you're like, oh my gosh, he's arrived. And you're still, yeah. It's almost like he didn't take a step back last year, but he just cooled a hair.
Exactly. And that's where it's like, do you need to see him win that quote unquote big game?
Yeah.
To get to be fully love, to love the idea that he can be a Super Bowl champion quarterback. Cause I mean, shoot, now that they got Micah Parsons, I got questions about, like, I know it's a good receiving core, but is there, you know, like, who's going to be, do they need an alpha? You talk about the secondary. You know, if we're nitpicking here, what is a really solid team? But yeah, it's Love. It's like, I think that's probably that is your division favorite, or I guess you could go.
It's a coin
between them and the Lions.
Yeah, but I was at the draft in Green Bay and had a really good time up there with the Dan Patrick Show. And when they were on the clock and they took the wide receiver Matthew Golden of Texas, the whole fan base was just sitting there waiting for a wide receiver, and he's sitting there like, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And the whole place, it was like a fan fest. They went crazy. They didn't care what name it was as long as it had wide receiver next to it. But I think that's a great job building around their quarterback. Josh Jacobs is fantastic as well.
Yeah, he was great. And LaFleur is a really, really good coach. He's shown it. I mean, but here's the thing. Like, you have this new owner or whatever they call it in Green Bay, like the, because everyone's an owner. Yeah. You know, the guy who's in charge. And it's a big year for them. It's a big year for LaFleur to, you know, get this team further in the playoffs.
Side note on the Packers. Whenever I talk positively about the Packers or Wisconsin or the Green Bay game day experience, I catch a lot of heat from Bears fans on this show and social media. I'm trying to be objective. Like, I want the Bears to crush the Packers as a taken with my journalism objectivity or whatever you want to say. But when you look at what they do and how they build players and kind of how they stole Micah Parsons, you have to respect how they do things as a franchise.
Listen, Paul, I get, like, one of the number one questions I get asked is, what's your favorite road game to go to? I'm very fortunate that I get to travel around and go to all these Bears games. Lambeau is number one. It is the best, it is the coolest fan experience. There's nothing like it in sports. And it's just like, you have this giant stadium in the middle of a neighborhood. It's a college feel. Like, we talked about how much we love college football. You feel like it's a college football stadium, but it is the NFL. It is such a cool experience.
I would recommend Bears fans go up there and see a game, even if it's just a root against the Packers and root for the Bears. That backyard right behind Lambeau, there's these little middle-class homes, like two-bedroom, three-bedroom homes from the 50s that have backyards, and you look up and there's Lambeau, and there's brats in the air and onions and beer smells in the air. It's fantastic.
I do like that Lambeau does give us a cheese curds at halftime in the press box too.
Unbelievable. Nice. Let's get to the Lions. Kevin Fishbane joining me, Paul Papp, 670 The Score. This is the tailgate, getting you ready for football all weekend. The Lions lose their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. They were really close to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Last year, not so close. Do you look at them as window closing or the opposite? They've learned how to deal with the big stage, and this is the year.
So Lions are so interesting, Paul, because the other three teams in division, is the quarterback the guy? Is the quarterback going to take them there? You don't have to really worry about that with Detroit because you know what Jared Goff is capable of. And you can have questions about you know, can Jared Goff take a team of this back to Super Bowl? He did it once with LA, technically. So you could talk about that, but like I'm not sitting here warning, can Jared Goff do this or that? Because
right.
We know who he is and we know how good he can be. It was phenomenal the last couple of years. Great weapons, great run game, phenomenal offensive line. That defense got so banged up last year. I still am a Dan Campbell believer. I think the proof is there. You've seen what they've done. So
you
now the question is, you lost two great play callers.
Yeah.
And we had a story up at The Athletic this week where Ted Wynn, my colleague, interviewed defensive play callers, asking them who the best offensive play caller is. And Ben Johnson finished third in that list. I mean, that is massive when you talk about how much that team was able to dominate under him. So I am a believer. I like to say, Paul, like, it is their division until someone takes it from them. So I will still sit here and say, like, yeah, I believe in the Lions. I believe in Dan Campbell and what they've got going there. It's a great talk. I'm happy that city has good football.
Yeah, consistently.
To be in that, I mean, it's cool to just see that fan base, you know, just what they went through in the 90s and most of the 2000s to get back. But yeah, I mean, there's some real legitimate questions about what they look like without those two X's and O's guys there.
Yeah, I'm as a sports fan who loves storylines, I would love to see, if the Bears can't be there, I would love to see a Lions-Bills Super Bowl. It would be like Cubs versus the Indians in 2016 in the World Series. Somebody's got to break a curse and someone's going to be disappointed, but either way, one of the two. So I think that would be ideal. All right, let's get to the Bears. I want to talk a little bit about the offseason before we get to the season that's coming up. When we left on the tailgate, I think in late February, I had one piece of advice for the Bears, as if they were listening, by the way. Don't draft anyone under 275 pounds. I want a defensive lineman, offensive lineman, rinse, repeat, maybe a couple of running backs later. They actually went the opposite direction, and you would think I'd be bothered by their draft, but they went offensive, defensive line in free agency and did pretty well. And then they shocked everybody, a lot of people, by going skill position, tight end, a position you would think might be redundant, and a slot receiver who may have fallen. Your thoughts about everything I've talked about here as the strategy of the offseason and how it will or will not work out?
Yeah, I mean, this is a build from the inside out league, and the Bears decided to use free agency and trades to do that. Because I think, and I get it, it's like, hey, we could just go get Joe Tooney, who's an all-pro. We can go trade for Jonah Jackson, who's been to a Pro Bowl. We can go get Drew Dahlman, the best center available. We can go get Grady Jarrett, who's been to two Pro Bowls. Why don't we just get these guys who we know that they're good?
Sure things.
Instead of throwing the dart. And, you know, offensive linemen, I think if you do the studies, like if you don't take an offensive lineman in the first round, there's a big drop-off. And wide receiver, you have a little bit more luck in the second round. We've seen so many great second-round receivers, so you can find those guys. And I love the Colson Loveland pick.
Yeah,
I really did. I think he is, I don't know what he could be, but you talk about size, speed, wiring, like the way he approaches the game, everything you're looking for. So, and then Luther Burden is interesting because like that dude is just, he wants to kick your butt. Like, he wants to go attack the guy in front of him. I don't think the Bears have had enough players with that mentality. So I'm very interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah, Luther Burden, apples and oranges, kind of reminds me of a young Steve Smith from Carolina.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of like, I've been overlooked, size and other things. I'm going to Missouri. I didn't get the big offer. He may be that kind of guy. And Colson Loveland, you know, I was surprised a little bit, but I think Cole Kmet is a good NFL tight end, and that's maybe what he is for the next 5 or 6 years. But if you look at what that does for Ben Johnson for play calling, having two tight ends who can catch, it does remind you a decade or so ago when Aaron Hernandez and Gronk were on the Patriots. And for that short window of time where they're both playing well and one of them was staying out of trouble, they were tough to deal with. And I think that really helps.
I was going to say, Paul, in 2012, Ben Johnson was with the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
He saw what was going on in New England. So he saw what those two guys are doing together. So that's an important comparison to bring up when you're talking about this team.
I want to go to the Ben Johnson hiring. Again, this is in the past, but this is the first tailgate show of the year. I remember the day before the Bears announced they're going to bring in Ben Johnson, there was a late push, it felt like, by the Raiders and Tom Brady. And I remember listening to the score that day, and there was a collective pause, like, oh no, we're not going to get him. We're not going to pony up. The Bears' reputation, you cover them for a living, Were you a little surprised that they went full checkbook on Ben Johnson in the moment?
Of course. I mean, like, the Bears as a franchise had not given you reason to believe that they would go get the guy, that they would go pay that type of money for the guy. And they did it. And, you know, like, Paul, I've talked with you about this. My 13th year covering team, this is my fifth head coach. Like, that is crazy, you know, and shoot, if I just started 1 year earlier and gotten the last year of Lovey, this would be my sixth head coach. So it's like, so I've seen this. I've sat there through the Mark Trestman and John Fox and Matt Nagy and Matt Eberflus and now Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson, what makes him so different is to what I talked about a little bit earlier when talking about Detroit. This guy has done it as far as a play caller goes. Like, everyone knows what he's done as doing that. So for the Bears to go out and get their guy, yeah, it was, I was surprised in the moment, and kudos to them for doing it. And now we see if it works out.
A lot of fun to having Kevin Fishbane, the Athletic. He's there every day at Hallis Hall, kind of jealous. Coming up in a little bit, early odds coming up. And then Inside the Clubhouse, always love that. Cubs are in the home stretch. But coming up next on The Score, our first pub and grub of the season, our morale meter, my Super Bowl pick, the Bears season prediction, the Monday Night Football prediction, and a lot more. That's next. This is The Tailgate, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
You're supposed to be a professional.
We'll work harder than anybody to win. But man, when we're dead tired in the fourth quarter, winning's got to mean more than just money.
You're hired to do a job.
Job! Job! I don't want no job. I want to play football. I want some feeling. I want some team spirit.
This ain't no high school. You don't have to love each other to play.
It's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call a game, you call it a business. And every time I call a business, you call it a game.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on 670 The Score, I'm Paul Papps. This is The Tailgate. Every Saturday morning, football and snarkiness, that's what we do here. Let's get to it. We do a thing called Pub and Grub of the Week, a place to drink beer, eat food, and watch football, because that's really all there is. Here's one, Augie's, 1721 West Wrightwood, just down the street from me. It's a new place that used to be an old place, so it's fresh, new, and clean. Don't worry about if you spill something. Lots of TVs. They have all the four food groups, burgers, pizza, wings, and beer. I was there last week. Really comfortable bar stools. That is so underrated. Little backrest for the old guys, bar tools. Augie's, 1721 West Wrightwood. That's our pub and grub of the week. Now, my producer, Adam Studzinski, before we get to three and out, we have this little thing where you're going to ask me three football questions and I have no idea what's coming. We in no way stole this from Mully and Haw with pick six. You know what rule three on the Tailgate show. Rule 76 is play like a champion. Rule three is no fall weddings. Adam Studzinski, What are you doing next weekend?
I'm getting married next Saturday.
Come on, bro.
I don't know whether to apologize or ask you to leave the building because you seem like a good guy. We're just getting to know each other. How did a fall wedding come about?
I had no input on, my fiance, soon to be wife, wanted September or October, and I said, sure. So, and, you know, I do have a couple cousins that are big Notre Dame fans, and I'm not sure what time they play next week. So, hey, look, if they got to pull their phones out during the ceremony, that and as long as it's on mute, that's fine.
See, I say you go the opposite with Adam. You know, he had the table where the husband and wife, the groom and bride are sitting. Put an 85-inch flat screen right behind you. People will be focused on the game, but it'll look like they're watching you guys eat your dinner the whole time.
That's actually a great idea. It's not too late to do that.
I don't think your fiance is going to like that at all. All right, real quick. We can't do all three and out, but I know you have one question for me, one football question today.
Okay, so this one is we're looking around the NFL, and I'm looking at the noon slate tomorrow, the most intriguing game of all tomorrow from a storyline perspective is Steelers at the Jets, obviously with Aaron Rodgers going into New York to play his now former team. The Jets are starting Justin Fields, so there's a lot of intrigue even from a Bears fan perspective. My question to you, who will have more total yards tomorrow? So this is total yards, not just passing yards.
Good call.
Aaron Rodgers or Justin Fields?
I'm going to go Rodgers because it's going to be mostly passing. I think Fields is going to run for 80-plus, but he might throw for 160. So it's going to be tight. I love that question. I'm going Rodgers. I like where your head's at. All right, we got a lot more to get to. First of all, how's morale? We do a thing on this show called the morale meter on the tailgate. When we left in February, it was at a 2.9, even after the beating of Green Bay. But then the offseason lifted all ships. Ben Johnson, the draft, the free agency. I went berserk when they got the center, Drew Dahlman. I mean, you shouldn't be that excited about a center, but I was. I think all of Chicago was. Clearly, the mood is great in Chicago going into the season. Morale is high. But when you look at the NFC North is brutal, absolutely brutal. This division is going to be a battle the entire way. You cannot afford an ugly loss or weird loss. I'm setting morale in Chicago right now with the Bears at 7.4. Measured hope. For Monday Night Football, my prediction is this. I'm going Bears 21-20 over the Vikings. I think the first half, the Bears are not going to look great. They're known as having a good defense with the Vikings. I know Ben Johnson knows their defense. I could see this game being like 7-6 Vikings at half, but this is a game of complete unknowns. What will the Ben Johnson team look like? What is JJ McCarthy going to look like for the Vikings? It's a great national game. It's a great local game. Here's my Super Bowl pick. I have, for the second year in a row, wishful picking. I have the Detroit Lions over the Buffalo Bills. I think the Detroit Lions remind me of the Bulls in the 90s. Remember when they couldn't get past the Detroit Pistons and then they learned how to win? I think the Lions the past 2 years got close, and I think they've learned how to win. Now, the big deal is they lost two coordinators, and that is tough. But if you could get Bills versus Lions in the Super Bowl, that's like Cubs-Indians 2016. Now, my Bears prediction for the season. Man, I've been grinding on this one because I know I'm going to catch some heat. I think the Bears' final record this season will be 9-8. 9-8, and they'll just miss the playoffs. It's not so much about them. It's about the division. That's what you say when you break up with someone. It's not you. It's me. I think the Bears' record will be 9-8. And if it's a good 9-8, I'll take it. And if they're close to if they're playing for playoff spots with 2 weeks left in the season, that's a win. I know we want to make the playoffs. The Bears fans want to make the playoffs, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be brutal. But last year, I said one thing for the Bears season. Can they find their quarterback? At the end of the season, we would say, we've got our quarterback. I don't know if people can say that 100%. I know a lot of people believe it, but I don't know if people say, we have our quarterback. Caleb Williams is the guy for the next 10 years. We're going to find out in the first month of the season. Enjoy the football. It's great to be back for another season at The Score. Enjoy your football coverage all week. Tune in Monday to Mully and Haw. Tune in all day. But let's get settled. Let's watch 12 hours of college football today, another 12 tomorrow. Get a nice nap on Monday afternoon, then lock in for Bears-Vikings Monday Night Football. It's a long season, so pace yourself. Pace yourself with food. Pace yourself with drink. Pace yourself with reaction. If the Bears lose on Monday night, don't go berserk and say, I'm not watching anymore, and throw the TV. Calm. Be calm. Keep your head about you. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Every week we'll talk to you with college and pro football. I'm Paul Pabst. This is The Tailgate, 670 The Score.
The
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.